just going to pray for us before I start. Jesus, we come to you and we ask that when we think about Lent now, it wouldn't be about a behavior on the outside, but it would be about our hearts. Come and speak to our hearts and our minds. Come, Holy Spirit. Amen. Journey with me today, and I'm going to literally go on a little bit of a journey through the church. I'm going to warn you, if you're sitting in the front row of each of the sections, there's a little something under your chair. And we're going on this journey because I've been told that Lent is a journey to the cross. A journey that leads us to a deeper friendship with Jesus. So I'm going to come to this section first. I wonder who's got something under their chair here that will help me with the first bit of our journey. I think that's you, Mandy. Well done. Can you read the question that's on the back?
I can. What is Lent?
Exactly. What on earth is Lent? If you've never heard of it or really thought about it. Ooh, that's the way it goes. I didn't know this, but the word Lent apparently comes from the word lengthening days. So basically, as the days in early spring become longer, that is as we enter the Lenten season. And we mark it by beginning on Ash Wednesday, which is this coming Wednesday. And it goes all the way through to the Saturday before Easter Sunday. But you don't count the Sundays. So if you count from Ash Wednesday all the way through to that Saturday before Easter Sunday, not counting the Sundays, it'll come to 40 days. And that is where we get the idea of 40 days. Now, traditionally, Christians mark this season of Lent by either giving up something or taking up something. And we're going to find out a little bit more about that later. Now, coming to the next bit of my journey. Who has got a number under their chair here? Brother Jack, do you mind reading the question for us, please?
Where did Lent come from?
Thank you. Where did Lent come from? Now, did you know that Lent is not commanded? Instead, it is a tradition. A tradition that developed slowly over the first few centuries of church history. And in fact, apparently, in those first 3 centuries of the church, Christians often prepared themselves for Easter by just marking it with a few days of fasting, just 1 or 2 or 3 days. But today, Lent is thought to actually commemorate the 40 days that Jesus spent fasting in the desert. As we saw, he was being prepared for his public ministry because he went and he called the disciples and he said, let's go. And so therefore, Lent begins on Ash Wednesday. And you might not know this, but there's a service on Wednesday where you can come and you will receive, if you would like to, an imprint of ashes. I forgot about my slides. Barnaby, do you mind popping up the one about the ash? You can come and literally have your head marked with an imprint of ashes, your forehead, in the form of a cross to remind you that you are mortal. That means this body is not going to live forever. And we are dependent on God. But it also reminds us of the sacrifice of Jesus, which made it possible for our mortal bodies to be able to be resurrected with a new body. Next bit of my journey. This time it's you guys. Who's got the number here? I think you can read it.
Why 40 days?
Good question. Why 40 days? Now, I think we did answer that a little bit, but I'm going to delve into it a bit more. Why 40 days? Well, 40 is a significant number in the Bible. It's a number that's associated with anticipation and preparation. Moses waited on Mount Sinai for 40 days to receive the law. Israel wandered in the wilderness for 40 years before entering the promised land. Elijah walked 40 days to meet with God at Mount Horeb. And most significantly, Jesus fasted for 40 days in the wilderness before his temptation. Sundays haven't been included as fast days because they are rather marked as days of celebration because Jesus rose from the dead on Easter Sunday. So that's where we get the 40 days from. Now I'm going to go to my last bit of our journey, number 4. Can you read it for us, please, Madeline?
What has Lent got to do with me?
Good question. What has Lent got to do with me and you? Well, to be very honest, I grew up, and I hope I don't offend my parents, but I don't remember them ever telling me anything about Lent. I feel like my first introduction to it was here in London. And out of my 40 years of life, to be honest, I think I can remember 2 times having significant Lent experiences. And one of them was when I decided I'm going to give up buying takeaway coffee for 40 days, and I'm going to count it up to see what it amounts to, and I'm going to give that money to a charity of my choice. I actually did do it, and I did manage to do that. And then my other experience was when I decided I'm going to be a little bit otherly as well, and I asked a friend to join me in this, to do 40 acts of love for my husband during those 40 days. He might be able to say whether that worked or not. Gosh, that didn't succeed. I think it was only like the year before last. Well, Jesus was led by the Holy Spirit into the desert to meet with God. And the Bible says that he fasted. That means he didn't eat any food for 40 days and nights. Now, I'm not saying, and like we said earlier, there's no expectation for Christians to do the same. But fasting can be a really key and healthy part of our faith. And it's something that I know I need to do more often in my walk with God. And that is why some Christians would choose, for example, with the next slide, to give up food, certain foods during Lent. Look at that. That's a good feast there. You could give up certain types of food, but some people choose to give up social media, or your favorite video game, or not complaining. I just think it's very important to know that giving something up at Lent is not because God wants us to give up the things that give us joy. It is not about the behavior of religion. It's about the heart of my relationship with Jesus. And so we choose against something we really like or crave for a little while, so we can be satisfied by him, our true feast, rather than all the pleasures that actually dull our appetite for him. Think of it like God being this 5-course meal in a fancy restaurant, and you're giving up the bag of Cheetos that you would have gobbled up beforehand. basically. We give up something and we feel the pain of its absence in our lives, and that reminds us. It alerts our hearts and our minds to the difficulty of sacrifice, of giving something up. Fasting also reminds us that we are weak. In a world where everything is at our fingertips, we can get it just like this, we might feel, I am invincible. It's easy to forget how much we actually need God. But fasting unmasks that lie and shows us we are frail human beings. You can think about a meaningful fast in answering these two questions. What's one thing that occasionally becomes too important to me? What's one thing that occasionally is too important to me? Or what's one activity that instead of doing it, I could be hanging out with Jesus? And as I come into land, as they would say, Lent isn't just about, you could choose to give up something, but you can also choose to pick up something. And after my talk, we're going to give everyone an invitation and an opportunity to respond to God in your personal relationship with Him. And at this station, you will have the opportunity to think, what is one thing that I either want to give up or pick up during Lent? Lent is a journey that moves us toward the cross. A journey that leads us to a deeper friendship with Jesus. I'm just going to pray for us. Lord, I pray that you would come by your Spirit and speak to every single person now. Walk with us as we look at images on the screen or as we walk to the different prayer stations, and show us what you want us to know and understand. Ask this in your name, Jesus. Amen.